Hello, everyone. This is the meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee for August 26, 2019. We're going to start the roll. Do we have a volunteer to call the roll? Okay, then I'll do it myself. Okay, Grace Sarin.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here. And
Sabrina Jacobs. Not here yet. Okay. Donald Goldmacher.
Here.
Alex Steinberg, that's me. I am here. excuse me. Robin Collier.
Here.
Gary Boast. Not present. John Verniel. I already had communication with John. He said he couldn't make it tonight. And Mansoor Sabag.
Hazir.
Okay. I think that's it. Is there anybody I forgot? Okay.
I think we have Sabrina now.
Oh, Sabrina, are you there?
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
There's a.
I'm here.
Here. Okay. Good. Before we actually move on to approve the agenda, I wanted to take a make a brief announcement with, for a report out of the last closed session. We did not get a chance to do that at the last time because we adjourned before we were able to return to an open session. So let me see if I can find that item, the exact wording of the report out we did. Does anybody have it handy? We did get email approval for that by consensus by email. We don't have to vote on it.
I have it.
You have it? Okay. Can you read it?
Yeah. The Strategic Planning Committee met in closed session to discuss confidential matters of business proprietary nature related to a financial recovery plan.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Bill. Okay. So I sent out a draft agenda, and let me read the part of it that pertains to the open session. Number one, roll call, we just did that. Number two, announcement of report out, we just did that. Number three, agenda approval, 5 minutes. Number four, approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Number five, discussion of loan repayment plan in general terms, 20 minutes. Number six, we adjourn into open session, into closed session from the open session. And that's the open session agenda. Do we have any, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thank you. Are there any amendments or objections? Hearing none, the agenda as read is approved.
Actually, Alex, do we have any? I think we need to discuss emergency measures to ensure that we have adequate cash flow in the next few months. I think that's probably going to become a pressing issue.
I agree this needs to be discussed. I'm not sure that this is the proper place to discuss it, especially tonight when we have this other matter to discuss. I'd like to hear some discussion on what people think about that. We have limited time, and I wanted to devote that time to the agenda item that's already out there.
Why don't we put what Grace suggested afterwards, after that?
But I
the equitable loan repayment plan, is that what you're talking about, Alex?
how much time do you want to devote to that?
I don't know, 10 minutes.
Okay. okay. So let's put that as item number 6 on the excuse me, on the revised agenda. 10 minutes for discussion of emergency measures. What do you want to call the topic? Emergency measures regarding cash flow problem?
Regarding income short-term, emergency short-term income improvement.
Okay. Well, it's obviously a bigger issue than can be really discussed in 10 minutes, but we can certainly begin that discussion and... Okay. I don't have any objection to that. Does anybody have any objection?
Robin, to this deck. I mean, it seems like we need Nita and John Verniel to discuss that. I mean, because we need the information from Nita about what exactly is happening.
I tried to get John to come on the call, but he's apparently tied up with KPSA pretty much this whole week, and he said he didn't think he could make it. So I also invited Chris Corey, the Finance Committee, to join us tonight, but he doesn't seem to be on.
Mansur would like to be on stack.
Sure. Go ahead, Mansur.
Thank you. Maybe we should postpone this to the time that the interim executive director is available.
Well, okay. If you looked at your email, I scheduled another meeting of the planning committee for next Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
And I know. By that time, we'll have concretized the plan we're discussing and have a motion prepared for the national board, and we could also be prepared for a discussion on emergency measures about the cash revenue situation. But I don't have any objection to beginning a discussion tonight. Yes, Grace.
Yeah, I'd like to begin the discussion tonight, just briefly.
Yeah, I think that's fine. All right, is there, can we just vote on this agenda as amended? Are there any objections? Okay, then we're approving the agenda as amended with Grace's addition to the agenda. And then we have to, next item is approval of minutes. Sabrina, I think you sent a set of minutes at the end of the last meeting.
Yes.
Sabrina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You sent a set of minutes at the end of the last meeting, I believe, right?
Yes, I did.
And those were minutes for the last meeting as well, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So we could vote on that, and if there are any corrections to those minutes, anyone is free to make them at any time after we vote to approve them. So we have a motion to approve the minutes from the meeting that we had 2 weeks ago.
I don't see that email from Sabrina. Maybe she could send it again.
Sabrina, could you resend that email?
Sure.
Is anybody there?
We're here.
Yes, we're here.
Oh, yep. I hear it clicking.
Yeah, somebody forgot to mute themselves or something.
Just NSA.
Okay, can we have a volunteer to be secretary for this meeting? I should have asked that earlier. Sorry.
Sorry, my hands are tied. I'm doing...
Isn't Donald the secretary, I thought?
No. We do not have a regular secretary, so I've been asking for volunteers. Well, by the way, in the roll call, I forgot to ask if Nancy Sorden was present. Nancy, are you here?
I'm here.
You are there. Okay. My mistake. I'm sorry about that. Did not have the list in front of me. Okay. I am not going to do the minutes for this meeting, so somebody has to volunteer for this. Please. We'll get a secretary retroactively. Then someone will have to just listen to the audio and instruct the minutes. It's the only way this will get done. We're gonna move on. The next item on the agenda is beginning of a discussion on, we already did begin it, but we're going to continue a discussion on how we're going to repay the loan and what steps we envision to repay the loan. And I do want to remind everyone this part of the meeting is an open session. Who would like to be on the stack? Well, I'll lead off the discussion by saying that we do have a loan obligation, as everybody knows. And although we cannot discuss the details of the loan in open session, we can certainly discuss the fact that we have a loan and we have an obligation to pay off the loan. And when that loan is due, we should be in a position to either pay the entire loan or pay part of it. And what are we going to do if we cannot pay the entire loan? Well, I think then we have to think in terms of refinancing the remainder of the loan. I think we have a kind of consensus as to that general approach, although we have a lot of differences as to the details. So that's how I think we need to proceed. And we would like to get on the stack on in terms of that discussion.
Grace.
That's that.
I think repaying the loan is basically normal strategic planning. In other words, what we would do for paying off the loan, we'd be doing if we didn't have a loan, and normal, and what we would do. So in other words, we need to have our income of this foundation exceed our expenses. So that can be done in two ways: increasing revenue and or decreasing expenses. At some of our stations, we simply can't. Most of the expenses that are we are able to reduce are personnel. Not much that can be reduced in terms of other operating costs. The other thing is things we could do over and above our normal operation, which might be hiring or doing some sort of development. But that's not necessarily, that probably would take an initial investment and might not bring in any significant amount of extra income. So we're back to improving our current operations so that our income exceeds our expenses, and then whatever over and above the interest payments on the loan, and whatever excess there is could be just, we could decide to pay down the principal or earmark for paying future interest. But basically, we need to start considering how we're going to, in general, improve our revenue at all the stations.
Yeah, Grace, let me just add that in general, improving the revenue at all the stations is, of course, our goal always. I mean, that's our long-term goal. But we have some, there's some specific measures we need to take to pay back this loan. And I'm not counting general increases in revenue, which have yet to be realized, by the way, as part of that plan. I think we do have to take some special measures in order to take back the loan. And although we cannot yet discuss that in detail, I think it's important to let the public know that we are incorporating to a plan certain measures on a regularly scheduled basis that will go toward paying back the loan. Anybody else?
Bill, go ahead.
I'll just get getting started. You know, one of the things that's been suggested is who's have some more national fundraisers, national fund drive days. And yes, we have raised some money that way. The problem is that some of the stations are already having too many fund drive days already, and we start adding more, even if it's for a national drive, then you end up getting more listener fatigue. You get less money per day, and it can affect the station drives negatively. So we need to figure out how to reduce the station fund drive days also, while not cutting into the revenue. You always get a little more revenue when you add on extra days, but in the long run, you have this positive feedback. You drive away listeners and you get less per day. So we need to avoid that. Of course, this isn't really telling you how to do it, but If we're going to have national fund drives, we need to have some really good, interesting programming that people will want to tune in and listen to. And we could use help with that. Anybody listening in the stream, if you have ideas, you know, let us know, because we need some really interesting material. I'll just put it that way. And maybe some big names.
Robin. Anybody else?
Robin.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree about getting interesting material. We regularly use a lot of archived material, and our listeners just love it. So going through and selectively choosing the best of the archives and playing them, it's kind of frustrating to me that the archives have produced no new programs for more than a year. They used to produce a weekly archive program, and they're not doing it. That's a real loss. Some of those archive programs are just fantastic. I mean, we just played all Sunday. I got lots of compliments on it. So I think that's a good strategy to you know, show the whole range of Pacifica programming going back in history. And also clearly, I mean, Grace was saying recently that the fund drive days at KPFK are almost half the listening days, and that obviously can't work. I mean, it seems like the fund drives keep declining and declining as you get more and more fund drive days. There's a point where you can't be adding fund drive days. It really does work negatively.
Anybody else? Okay, if there's no further...
Sabrina, really, really quickly, is there any way that we can have... God, the guy's name escapes me. The man that runs PRA, is there any way we can get in touch with him and find out what's going on with those programs that aren't happening anymore?
You mean Mark Torres? Mark Torres?
Yes, Mark. Thank you so much. Mark Torres, yes. Yeah, is there any way we can talk to him and proposition him to start?
Well, yeah, contact Mr. Torres. We can even ask him to join us at a meeting of the committee. But probably not necessary. We could certainly communicate with him.
Okay, well, can we designate someone to do that then?
Somebody want to volunteer?
I would be willing to volunteer. I've wanted to talk to him because I just think that's a gold mine.
Okay. Okay. Any further discussion?
This is Robin. I just want to mention one more thing. In your outline that you sent out, Alex, you mentioned it's involving the affiliates, and the problem with that is that FCC rules don't allow individual stations to fundraise for other nonprofit organizations.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
The way that it could be done is to create a program that just tells about Pacifica. Like we could have Ursula in cooperation with the other stations, create a half-hour Sprouts program, for example. That's a regular program that's carried by a lot of the affiliates. And it would just talk about the importance of Pacifica. It couldn't actually fund drive, but it could make people aware of the situation. So that's one way you could do it.
Yeah. Well, we can discuss that further later in the closed session. Certainly. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just want to let you know I'm taking notes for the minutes, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sabrina. That's a godsend.
No problem.
You're welcome.
I think the it's unfortunate if the board, board in a sense, shouldn't be micromanaging the station operations, but on the other hand, something is needed. So we have too many fund drive days. That's true. What I've been hearing at KPFK is that the fund drives could be organized and planned better. So listeners have contacted me and told me, for instance, that the premiums are being rerun too many times. The same shows keep being run over and over. And, in fact, some of the shows, the fund drive shows at KPFK, have are programming that's a year or 2 years old. So I think that some time and effort needs to be more the stations, or the board maybe could investigate to see what's happening with the way the fund drives are being managed. And are they is the proper preparation being done for the fund drives? Are new and fresh premiums being created? Are is the station management ensuring that hosts are being helped with their pitching and with creating premiums or finding premiums, et cetera, because one of the ways to improve the situation is to improve the per-day fund drive totals. And if sufficient preparation isn't being done to ensure that the fund drive programming and the pitching is done well, then you get a lengthening of the fund drives because they just simply are redundant, or the premiums are out of date, whatever the situation is. So I think that because 90% of our income comes from on-air fundraising, that it would behoove us to drill down and to see what's happening and what successful actions were being done in the past that brought in more money per day. Now, there may be situations happening that are beyond Pacifica. I don't know. Like, for instance, possibly progressives are putting money, whatever money they have to donate, directly into political campaigns at this time. And so we may be seeing a drop-off of political premiums. We certainly are seeing that from my research at KPFK and WBAI, that political shows and political pitching and political premiums are not what's bringing in income at the moment. I believe that something like 80% of the money coming in during fund drives at KPFK is coming in from health and self-help type of premiums. Only, I don't know, 20, maybe 30% at most of the fund drive income is coming from political premiums. So I think this should be analyzed, and looking back in time, see what successful actions were being done in the past that resulted in high per-day fund drive totals, and maybe go back to those past successful actions, because we are seeing, from what I can tell, I'm not getting all the exact numbers, but from what I can tell, we have declining per-day fund drive totals, at least at KPFK and WBAI, so I think analysis of that would be a good thing.
So, Grace, I take it those remarks were geared toward the next item on our agenda.
Well, sort of, but it comes to this: how are we going to pay back the loan? I mean, you know, we can go back to that. There's refinancing the loan, but. Our best hope ultimately is to improve our revenue. I don't know. I'm just making a remark about
It sounded like you were talking about the declining fund drives in general, which I agree is certainly a problem. And the reason why stations are having longer and longer fund drives is simply that the fund drives are not meeting the expected goals that they were initially budgeted for. And why that's happening, there's all sorts of theories about it, but I think you're correct when you indicate that the quality of the fund, of the pitching for the in the fund drives has declined in some degree, especially if we're repeating stuff that we've been using before and so on. I mean, that's certainly a part of the picture there.
Well, when we talk about a national fund drive, if we did do one, it would have to be carefully planned so that it was successful and so that it didn't detract from the regular fundraising that the stations are doing.
Well, absolutely. And what I envision is something completely different than our normal fund drives to meet operational costs. I don't think that we can go into the details of that just yet. I would like to outline the details at some point. I want us to be able to discuss this first in closed session because there are a number of areas of that plan that intersect with certain information that needs to remain confidential. Okay. Do we have any further discussion?
Well, Bill.
Bill.
Yeah, and this fits, in, I guess, both this and the current and the next item on the agenda. But you know, maybe if some of the people on the committee and our friends could volunteer to do some calling of a sample of lapsed donors at our stations, and first, thank them for past donating, ask them if they donate again. And maybe ask them then also why they didn't donate. You know, if to put it a little more tactfully than that, of course. But we really don't know. We're guessing at why our donations have dropped, especially at KPFK had a big drop. And I know KPFT has had some issues with the way the last several fund drives have been planned. And like it's sort of like Grace was talking about, you need to do a lot of preparation to make sure that they work right. And you have good premiums and you know, everything's planned out. You have people to do the pitching and all the little things that people take for granted but don't necessarily happen automatically. But I guess I'm just suggesting maybe we try doing a sample, some calling of the lapsed donors and see if we can find out what it is that's changed.
Good idea.
Because we need to find out how to get them back. We need to increase donors, the numbers of donors, not just the amount of each donation. And we're kind of, you know, making some assumptions that may not be correct.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. If there's no further discussion, then we can move on to the next topic, which we've already actually discussed, but which is how do we increase revenue to meet our needs as we are in a kind of an emergency situation. Does anybody have any further thoughts about that? And again, this is just a preliminary discussion. We're obviously not going to come up with a comprehensive solution right now. Anybody? Yes? Chris?
I think we really need to find, get more information. How have the fund drives changed? Has there been a change of personnel? Are we putting, for instance, if a station gets most of its revenue during fund drives on the weekend, I think that's the case at WPFW and KPFT. So, I'm not saying that this is happening, but let's say you have WPFW, which is mainly supported by its music listeners. So if the station puts plans the fund drive based on political premiums, probably that's a misguided, and I'm not saying that that's the case. I'm sure it's not the case. But we have situations like that where we can't just assume that a certain type of programming or a certain type of fund drive focus is going to bring in revenue. And I think that market research, not just of our lapsed members, but of our current members and our listeners, because not only 10% of our listeners are actually members, but listeners and also potential listeners. I mean, what do people really want to hear? And what's being supplied, what's not being supplied by our programming. So we've done past surveys at KPFK over and over, and our listeners say, for instance, that they want to hear more local news. That's one thing that's really needed and wanted, because there's been so many stations have been bought up by national radio consortiums, and there's not enough local news. And that's a real need in our communities. But yet, we just have very little local news, even though I think we understand that our listenership, our listening area really wants that. So that's one thing that's a little bit longer range. But I think an analysis, some market research, an analysis of what we already know, and that's what's bringing in money during our fund drives and how to enhance that and not make assumptions about what would bring in money. I mean, we kind of know what's already bringing money in, and if we can focus our attention on enhancing that aspect of things, at least in the short run, that would probably boost our income.
Any further discussion?
Sabrina for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think that's a great idea, Grace, and I think coupling it with what Bill said, getting some folks that, you know, have the time to sit down and you know, trusted folks, of course, to do the phone banking around this market research. I think that would be a great way to get this going immediately for the next fund drive and be prepared for the next fund drive across the network. Would there be any drawbacks to having bringing in volunteer people? Is there like a vetting process that needs to happen before we push that through as a possibility or as an option? Anyone?
Bill for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Well, I think we needed to talk to our GMs at our stations and see how we can help them get volunteers to help with this. And, you know, calling people using lists when it needs to be done at the station, so that caller ID show that it's a number from the station, and especially if you're going to end up asking for donations, and also the membership list shouldn't leave the stations. But I think we should work with our GMs, our managers, to figure out how we can help them with that.
Robin to the stack.
Robin?
Yes, what's the status of these Nielsen ratings? Maxi really pushed getting, ratings on all the individual programs. Is that now available from all the stations or not?
I believe all the stations are getting their Nielsen ratings. I know WBAI is. I'm not entirely sure the other stations are, but I believe so. Does anybody know for sure?
KPFT hasn't.
Haven't?
I haven't seen anything, and I've been asking for months.
Okay.
KPFK does have the Nielsens. From a cursory look I did of the Nielsens, it has some value, but it's not an amazing value, because I think our sample size is too small. Our listenership is so low. Nielsen's are great when you have a listenership of like 50,000 or 100,000 listeners an hour, but when it gets down to low listenership, as we have at our stations, the sample sizes, so the Nielsen's don't seem to be really a fantastic yardstick. Although coupled with our online and download listenership, it does give a kind of a good picture, a picture somewhat, using those metrics together.
Yeah, Grace, I don't entirely agree with you that the Nielsen's are not that useful because our sample size is low. It's because we can see from the Nielsen's, for instance, that certain times of the day and certain programs do consistently better month after month than other programs. So that tells me that although we may not get an accurate reading of the total listeners, we are still getting some valuable information in terms of the relative size of our audiences as they react to different programming.
I could be wrong. Could be wrong, and it could be that you're whatever. It could be different for your station too. I haven't studied the Nielsen at KPFK to know.
We'd have to look in detail at the Nielsen's from KPFK and kind of see what we can make out of them. I haven't done that.
Robin, for the tech. I mean, the reason I was asking is it seems like if there is any data like that, and maybe it only will tell you about the most popular shows, but that should be part of your fund drive planning to know, you know, who's listening. And you know that someone, I'm sure, but it seems like that should be integral to planning a fund drive and deciding what you're going to put on and not put on. Again, I've heard that an awful lot of shows are being preempted for these healthcare premiums, and that's the case, and people don't want to donate for the shows that are on, then that's something's wrong with the shows that are on, basically, from what I'm hearing. I mean, I'm not at any of the stations, so that's an impression I got.
Okay. We basically have a couple of minutes left on the open session, so can you make
a
brief
one? No, that's what I was going to remind you, that it's 6:30.
And we're actually over the time allotted. Anybody else want to have a last bite at the apple here? Okay. We are scheduled to adjourn into closed session to discuss some matters that require a closed session. Can we have a motion to that effect, and then we'll proceed?
So moved.